We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Hold on, ratchet. Just sit down.
I'm more like 95% ratchet.
Becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
The people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Piss and People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Uh-oh, Eddie.
Oh, man.
Good morning, USA.
Yo. Eddie, turn the instrumental down, Eddie. Turn the instrumental down, Eddie.
Hey, we up? We good?
We good.
Oh, wait, my mic wasn't on.
I can hear you now, Yee.
Okay.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week. Now,
welcome Atlanta, by the way.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, salute to Atlanta.
Family members in Atlanta. We know the stations.
Oh, yeah, I do. Hold on.
It's 92.3 and 96.7.
Oh, good morning, Atlanta.
92.3 and 96.7, the beat. So
yes.
For everybody missing us in Atlanta, upset, and all the lies that were being told that we got kicked off Atlanta radio, that's absolutely not true.
Right.
We just switched to two different signals.
Yeah.
Yeah, 92.3 and 96.7, the beat. That's where you can catch us in that.
It'd actually be easier to hear us now.
Absolutely. Everybody used to be like, oh, this signal's so terrible on streets. So I guess now the signal's better, right? I don't
know.
I don't live in Atlanta.
Should
y'all
be
tell
way
me.
Better now.
Y'all tell me if the signal's better.
All right.
Yeah, so shout out to everybody at the SL Lounge, leaving the SL Lounge this morning. Shout out to Rugs and all them. Now, this weekend, I was in Winnipeg. That's in Canada. That's like the West Coast version of Canada, so it's like a five-hour flight to get there.
Right.
It was, well, it's snowing here in New Jersey, but it was snowing crazy out there. The weather is freezing out there, but I had a good time. Shout out to everybody. They listen every morning. I don't know how they listen, but they do listen. So shout out to Far From Ordinary and everybody that support us in Winnipeg. We appreciate your support.
Yeah, I ran into some strange cold this weekend, too, because I was in Boston. Because I was doing my podcast, The Brilliant Idiots, live at the Wilbur Theater. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was that cold in Boston. I did bring a heavy coat, but it was really, really
just
cold.
Just freezing.
So I've been popping Claritin since Sunday.
Then was that, isn't that for allergies?
It that's is for allergies.
I think that's what this is what I do when I walk to a pharmacy. I just look and see what symptoms I have on the box. And on Claritin, it said runny nose, sneezing.
That's allergies.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to get Claritin, because those are the symptoms.
But
I
you
have.
Are the king of asking everybody hey,
did it help you?
I need this help. But why don't you just ask somebody in the pharmacy?
I told her. That's what they told me to get Claritin.
Well, I was in Miami for Art Basel, which was a great time. I'd never been there before, so I feel like I learned a lot this weekend.
I have a lot of fun when I usually go out there for that.
It's nice to learn something when you go somewhere. And then I was in Detroit for Coats for Kids. So shout out to everybody for Coats for Kids. And I came back last night. My flight was taking forever because it was snowing when I was trying to leave Detroit also. But I made it in last night.
Salute all the women that went to Art Basel this weekend, and they now 24 hours pregnant and don't even know it.
Salute there's a lot. And, you know, shout to our producer who is leaving us in January. That's why we were making fun of the new producer who,
Hey, Q!
Who had it all going crazy. But we'll get it together.
I know people saw the camera this morning and they say, who is this new guy sitting next to Envy? I know you thought it was Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern Show, but it's not. This is our guy, Eddie. All
right? Right.
Okay, so Eddie's going to be our new producer going forward because Q decided to leave us the...
To pursue
work
his
at Chick-fil-A
real,
or something.
He wants to pursue his real, real dream because he actually is went to school to be a chef.
Allegedly,
right. And man, he's been doing this, and yet. He feels great about it. But he also wants to pursue his dream.
Q
finally.
Been in for 6 years. I ain't seen. Well, he been on the Breakfast Club for 6 years. He worked at IHOP for 15. Q. I ain't seen one dish yet.
I ain't seen. Well, he ordered me. Seen he ordered dish. Me food last week.
I ain't seen him bring nothing from home from himself to eat.
Nope, not at all. All right, and also
now
Chelsea.
Now he's off in the corner. Look at Tony Romo. Tony Romo got his headset on, off in the corner.
Now also Chelsea Handler will be joining us this morning.
Oh, dropping the clues bomb for Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, I know I love
Chelsea
Handler.
Hold on, turn the bomb up, Eddie. There you go, turn it up. There you,
you
go.
You gotta
Eddie.
Tell him exactly.
Drop
what
one of the clues bombs again, Eddie.
Well, you gotta get it again.
There you go, Eddie. Okay, slowly but surely, we're getting it together. For Colored Negro.
Front page news.
This is all news about Envy.
You gotta lower the volume down a little bit. Now, this is usually where I would give you the football scores, but the football scores are not there.
The football scores aren't there?
They're not there.
Well, guess what? The Giants got their ass kicked yesterday by the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that my Dallas Cowboys beat this year, okay? So, what's y'all reckon now? 7 and what?
We're 8.
No, you're not no 8.
Yes, we are.
Y'all 7-4.
8-4.
Y'all 8-4?
8-4.
Oh, 8-4. Guess what we are? 11-1.
I saw Odell Beckham going off on people being upset about them losing yesterday.
They shouldn't have lost, but they beat themselves. Kansas City beat Atlanta. Baltimore beat Miami. Chicago beat San Francisco. Cincinnati beat Philly. Green Bay beat Houston. Denver beat Jacksonville. New England beat L.A. Detroit beat New Orleans. Yeah, I already said Pittsburgh beat the Giants. Tampa Bay beat San Diego. And Seattle beat Carolina.
You sure you don't want to do that Thursday night football score just because Dallas Cowboys won 17-15 over
Minnesota? We'll see what happens this weekend, all right? We'll see what happens this weekend.
What's going to happen this weekend is y'all going to lose another game.
No, we're not. Giants are going to beat the Cowboys this weekend.
What happened the first game of the season? Who cares?
I do.
We 11-1 now. You talking about the first game
you're
of the
11
season?
11-Giants. That's what you are.
Well, guess what? After Sunday, get all this rhetoric out this week. After Sunday, that's a wrap.
No, it's not a wrap. And I'll be there this Sunday, too.
I can tell you who the next game the Cowboys are going to lose to, and that's going to be the Detroit Lions.
Nope.
Right before the playoffs.
Nope.
And then we're going to go on to win the Super Bowl.
No, you're not.
Watch.
Now, let's talk about what's going on in Oakland, ye.
Yes, the death toll from a warehouse in California has risen to 33. That was a fire at an illegal California rave. After the crews went through a small section of the rubble from a wrecked warehouse, they did find 33 bodies. There are still some people missing. They're still doing the identification process, they said, as fast as they can. Mm-hmm. They said the search for victims could go another 2 days, and they're fearing that there could be up to 40 casualties found. Now, some of the victims' ages that have been ID'd range from 17 years old to adults in their 30s, and some of the victims, they believe, are from Asia and Europe. They've been identified through their fingerprints.
And what happened to that? What then?
They were having a party, a rave, and it was an illegal warehouse, and there was
caught
a fire.
On fire.
Yikes.
Yeah, now let's talk about
yesterday.
The shooter release, which is crazy. Joe McKnight?
Now I don't understand exactly what happened, how Joe McKnight got released.
Sandy Groundlow.
Well, not Joe McKnight, the shooter who shot Joe McKnight. But former NFL running back Joe McKnight was fatally shot. He was standing beside a man's car at a suburban New Orleans intersection. They said there was an apparent road rage incident, and that's when he was shot and killed. Now, there was a heated verbal exchange that happened because one man cut the other off in traffic. That's what witnesses are saying. And then at some point, the shooter gassed or put three rounds from a .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun from the driver's seat of the Infiniti through the open passenger window. So Joel McKnight did play for the Jets and for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the shooter was released from custody Thursday night. They were trying to figure out why he was allowed to leave, but they're saying they need to talk to more witnesses and not make a rush to judgment.
And this is a second incident like this, right?
Yeah, they said he had a previous incident that was very similar to this in the same place.
Now, explain the staying your ground law. I'm kind of confused with that.
Whenever you feel like your life is threatened or your life is in danger, you have the right to bust your gun.
Whether you see a gun or not, just in danger.
And there was no gun found on Joel McKnight. And the woman that was at the scene did say that she saw Glasser standing over him and saying, I told you I was going to get you. And just shot into him, stood over him, shooting him.
That's exactly why George Zimmerman got off. Mm. They said more details of that situation supposed to come out today. Mm. But
such a sad story.
Yeah, I know, man.
All right.
He was only 28 years old and killed for a road rage incident.
Last front page news. Now tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe it's snowing wherever you're at. Maybe it's nasty. Maybe it's raining. Maybe you had a bad weekend.
Maybe you're pissed off because your team hasn't clinched a playoff spot. You know, but the Dallas Cowboys have. Drop on a clues bomb for the Dallas Cowboys, damn it. Playoff spot is clinched already. All right? I just want y'all to know that.
We know.
Just letting you know.
We know.
Okay.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
It's Angel from Patterson, New Jersey.
Angel, tell them why you mad.
No, I'm not mad at all. I feel marvelous. My Pittsburgh Steelers washed your bum Giants.
Talk that talk this morning, brother.
Yes. The Steelers have beaten the Giants right after they were. My boys are talking all crazy. They, Giants, Eli, Beckham, nah. But what did they have yesterday?
Goodbye. Hello, who's this?
You can't get mad at people because your Giants lost.
Good morning. It's Snack Man. How are you?
Oh, Snack Man, you got a joke for us. Snack Man always has the best jokes ever.
No,
he's
doesn't.
A comedian.
Yo, I'm mad, though.
Okay, why are you mad?
I'm mad because my black girlfriend wanted to make me jealous.
Okay, why?
Yeah, she wanted to make me jealous, so she decided to call some dude and put it on speakerphone.
What?
Yo, she's talking to him, and the guy, she was feeling depressed, so she wanted uplifting. So the guy was telling her good stuff. Yo, you're doing good. You got a man who loves you. You know, everything's right. But he kept saying four times, and I'm mad because he kept saying four times, and she kept ignoring it and not talking about it.
What the hell are you talking about, Snack Man?
See, the problem, Snack Man, I don't know if you're having some real-life issues or if this is a joke.
The problem, Snack Man, is you. It's always you.
My black girlfriend is so beautiful, I'm happy because now I have hot chocolate for the winter.
All right, Snack Man.
Yeah, I was standing by my truck with the door open, and my boost asked, hey, are you peeing? I said, chick, you know me better than that. I'm not European. I'm American.
Snack Man, if you don't make it to 2017,
oh
I wouldn't be upset about that. I'm going to be honest with you.
Those jokes are not funny. Hello, who's this?
This Marquis calling from Connecticut.
Hey, tell him why you mad.
Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm good, man. You mad? You upset? What's up, bro?
Charlamagne the God. What's good, Charlamagne?
Peace, my brother. What's happening?
Hey, now, Angelique, how you doing, beautiful?
Hi, good morning. How you feeling? Happy Monday.
Hey, I just wanted to correct you real quick, Angelique. That was the second New Orleans student from an NFL player that got killed in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, you talking about Will Smith got killed early this year, right?
Yeah, in the same area. Same area in the same incident, man. Mm-hmm.
They charged that dude, though. The dude that shot him, he got charged like manslaughter, second degree manslaughter or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, NV?
What's up, bro? Tell him
what's
why you mad.
On, man? I'm mad as crap, man. I know Charlamagne's gonna have something to say, man, but my Miami Dolphins got washed yesterday, dog. They got washed by Baltimore. I'm pissed off, man.
I didn't even pay attention to that game.
Watched that game either.
My Dallas Cowboys won on Thursday. We're 11-1 now, as you know. Only games I really paid attention to yesterday was the Giants and Steelers.
Oh,
and I wanted to see the Redskins game, because if the Redskins lost, then the Cowboys automatically get a playoff spot, and that's exactly what happened. So I just want to say clinched, and I'm not talking about your butt cheeks.
Shut up. Hello, who's this?
This is Gwenny from Pittsburgh.
Hey. Oh, boy.
Talk that talk, Gwenny.
Yeah. How you going to say that y'all beat yourself when we clearly played better football,
Envy? We just look bad, man. We look really bad. We lost one in the red zone. We saved. Like, we look bad.
Y'all look bad because y'all really not that good. Truth be told.
Y'all look bad because we showed up and showed out. And I was just not stopping being mad at you, Envy. Remember you voted. Y'all remember. You wouldn't remember me, but you was one of the judges on 106 and Park Freestyle Friday. mm-hmm. like back in 2002, and I was on there against this guy from Brooklyn. And you know I beat him, and you voted for him anyway.
That sounds about right.
Oh, Envy was being biased? Yeah. It was New York biased?
I don't remember.
Yeah, New York biased.
FMN.
And I just want to, even though Dallas is in the running for getting their sixth ring and getting up with us.
Say it again.
Y'all are looking impressive this year, but y'all ain't going to get it neither.
All right. Now, if you rap, so spit a rap right now.
Oh, no. I stopped rapping a long time. I'm too old for that.
Oh, God bless you. I'm glad that you know when it's time to hang it up. God
saved your career. I saved your life,
God is
going
to continue to bless you.
No, it's all good. I opened up a hair store. I'm doing good in life. God is good.
There you go. F them rap dreams. A lot of people need to say that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, if you want more people to come to your hands,
I love y'all. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Put a Giants flag in your hair salon.
Never.
All right.
Donations to the
Zachary. There you
have
go.
A great day.
All righty.
She made me think about something, too.
What's
man.
That?
You know, the Cowboys do have a chance to win their sixth Super Bowl ring, and I really need that to happen because back around 1996, like right after the Cowboys won their fifth Super Bowl, my father went and got a tattoo that said six-time Super Bowl champions. He was one of those guys. Before on the you know how now on the internet you always see somebody who will have the tattoo like Warriors 2016 champs.
Right.
He was that guy.
Oh,
so he's had a tattoo on his arm for the longest that says Dallas Cowboys, six-time Super Bowl champions. I'm hoping that can come true this year for him.
All right.
Now what happens if we win more? I don't know. But I need him to get the six for now.
Get the six right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, tell him why you mad, 800-585-1051. When we come back, there's a gentleman that calls, tell him why you mad all the time. His name is Young Josh.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Houston.
Yes, he is.
So did he just pop up here?
He just popped up here this morning.
They drove from Houston? Yes.
So you knew about this?
I didn't know about it.
Oh, okay.
No, so
I talked to him on the way. I bought him up. I saw him sitting outside. He was like, yo, it's Young Josh. I said, man, come upstairs.
So we're going to bring him in here, and we're going to let him spit.
Why not?
All right. When we come back, keep
Live.
It locked. And also, Chelsea Handler will be joining us. So don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've been attacked a couple times outside the station, so you never know with these type of Negroes. Josh, I'm like, man, come upstairs. Come spit some of this hot garbage in person.
Now, you drove from Houston, Young Josh.
Yes, sir. I drove from Houston 30 hours. That's by Breezy and Break It Down DC out there. Me and Van Joe in the building from Houston, Texas. Shout out 93.7.
Somebody tweeted me and said they were supposed to ride with you, but they couldn't bring their homeboy, so they stayed.
Yeah.
That was somebody tweeting me and just said.
Yeah, for everybody listening, don't think this means just drive on up to the Breakfast
Club. It's not going to work.
Young Josh has logged in a lot of hours over the past 4 years, or however long we've been in Houston.
And I met Josh when I was in Houston also.
We both did. Now your man has a camera and he's not taping now. This is where the part he should start taping right now. All right,
I said, okay.
Now, Young Josh.
You should have been taping since you started talking on the microphone, rookies. Okay.
Oh, man.
Y'all ready?
Now, get Young Josh. This is your time. Live on air.
Get the farts ready, right, Eddie. Eddie, find the farts, please. Young Josh better bring
he
it.
He didn't even say anything yet. Now, what if he does well? Do we have some type of applause, too? Get
course,
those ready?
Of course. Right, get both of those ready. For him.
You ready?
Yeah,
Josh.
It's a lot of artists out here that ain't really rapping. Everybody say they strapped, but who really clapping? Man, these boys just Steve Urkel. They just silly actors. And I got the West with me like Kim Kardashian. Trapped out, trapped in. I get them sacks out and packs in. I get that paper like a napkin. But I ain't trying to see no pen. Pull up on your girlfriend. I tell her Hustock is the trend. I'm the Tupac. It is, I put two shots in your rib. I'm going in, but I'm so on my mind. No, I'm going in until I'm out of time. I'm going in until I'm out of rhymes. Independent, but I work like I'm signed. I get the pennies and turn it to dimes. Real hustle, I sell salt to my slime. Committed to money and commit crimes. Live your own life while comment on mine. It's Young Josh. My swag on iTunes, Apple. I get my style. Bit. Just got a new stash and it fit them pounds. Young Josh going up because I stayed down. Hey.
Okay.
Charlamagne, if your girl keeps staring at me, I make her give me lip service like Angela Yee.
I think he just invited you to his testicles.
Fart on those bars.
Damn it.
Fart on those bars.
Damn.
That wasn't, no, come on now. Why are you be hating on Young Josh? You just doing that
person.
To be a hater.
This in person, man. You got to respect the grind, Charlamagne. I know you came
didn't
up
mean
just
to fart
like
on
me.
Those.
Listen, I like Young Josh. As an individual, okay? As
that
a man.
Wasn't bad.
As
that
a human
wasn't bad
being.
At all.
People like Young Josh
Young
when
Josh
he raps.
Young Josh has a lot of potential.
Young Josh know he got. Young Josh know he dope.
Yeah.
But he ain't gonna never hear that from me.
Young Josh.
I'm not mad at that. Young Josh didn't even freeze under pressure.
That's right.
That was a lot of pressure. I was gonna ask DJ Envy because we was gonna come through tonight where you was DJing at, but I got a new single out.
Where's it at? You better promote, boy, while you're here.
Yeah, promote while you're here. It's
I'm
right here.
I got aces tonight. Put your designer belt on.
It's clean and everything. I got the clean version and everything. Yeah, my new single is called Play Me.
What kind of belt is that?
I knew it was a Ferragamo belt.
Ferragamo. He got the hanging under his ass like most young boys do.
No. I'm just, you know, a little something. I was just under the trying to get through, you know what I'm saying?
All right. That coat a little too thin for New York, too, by the way.
Yeah, you're right. I was cold all night.
Y'all got a hotel, right?
Yeah, we got a hotel.
What kind of car y'all drove here in? Was it comfortable?
Yeah, it was all right. It's like a Jeep, a Dodge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Somebody get Young Josh some cocoa, man.
All right, well, tonight I'm going to be at Aces, so you invited Young Josh.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't got
to
pay.
You going to the club,
just come with me.
Is he going to play your record in the club?
I play his record in the club.
I got it right here.
You
got
to make him perform.
Now, he ain't going to perform now. Come on. Nah, it's a strip club. Come on. We're going to put him in. He's good. He ain't got to pay to come in. He's tonight at Aces. You good money.
Young Josh from Houston. 30 hours he drove.
That's right. Man, when we come back, Chelsea Handler will be joining us. So we'll kick it with Chelsea Handler and the rumors. What are we talking about in the rumors, she?
We are going to talk about Jeremiah versus Party Next Door. I told y'all there were some issues going on. So we'll tell you why he's not on the tour anymore.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, we've been discussing this 21 Savage versus Tyga beef for a second now.
Yep.
I told you, I felt like Tyga's going to have to say something at some point.
If Tyga knows good for him, he'll shut the hell up.
Yeah, he has to.
Because 21 Savage ain't with that diss song. He be done shot it. Whoa. Quote.
Well, 21 Savage, for his part, does not want things to go too far, though.
That's what you say before you're about to shoot somebody.
But 21 Savage, it all started with him tweeting about having a crush on a superstar chick. Then he put up some heart-eyed emojis with Kylie Jenner's picture.
That's fine.
Right, which is fine. And he also said to TMZ that he would tear that ass up.
That's going a little too far.
Right. Well, now it looks like Tyga feels the need to respond, and he has a diss record coming. For Kylie Jenner's part, she seems to be standing by her man's side. She previewed this. Here is a little piece.
Why you got one car and a 12-car garage? Sucking it for a Ferrari. Don't forget to lick the box.
Whoa.
I'm just going to go too far.
I just want to be on record as saying 21 Savage is on record as for saying that he, not with that diss song, he'll be done shoot you. Whoa.
All right. Well, he also went ahead at 21 Savage and posted a picture of Kylie Jenner and said, shout out to my boss B's wife and N-words. So that Tyga was gotta have, a shot.
Tyga got to have thicker skin than that, though. You can't, when you dating a chick like that, that's a public figure, people are going to say disrespectful things. They're going to lust after her. You can't go swinging at everybody that, you know, flirts at your chick.
Right. Well, 21 Savage also responded to everybody posting this old video footage of him that was posted. He said, it ain't that serious. MF posting old ass videos. This ish done went too far. It was funny at first. So it doesn't seem like he wanted to go and escalate past.
Well, I don't think he would say that anyway, that he would want to shoot Tyga on Instagram.
Yeah, that's what you do. You remove yourself from the situation publicly. Like, look, man, it's going too far. Shoot him.
Or maybe he doesn't want it to really go too far. Okay. It's not a real beef. I mean, you just
he said it himself.
And he kind of started it.
21 said it himself. I ain't with that diss song. I be done shot it. Whoa.
All right, now, Jeremiah, we talked about this earlier in the week. He was having some issues on this Party Next Door tour, and it turns out he is no longer on the tour. So, according to Live Nation, he's not going to be joining them on tour. Now, here is part of Jeremiah performing on stage, complaining about Party Next Door and his people.
I love y'all. All my fans, I love y'all. Party Next Door is cool, so ass. Now, tell me that. Tell me what I said now. Y'all got a chant for him now. Tell them to play the fake ass buttons they've been pressing there at night. Tell them to stop taking the crowd out the motherfucking songs that he got y'all singing. They singing his songs. He ain't even singing y'all songs. That's weak as hell. They shouldn't have gave him this mic. I can't even stand on stage without my... I'm going to come out here and y'all in the crowd. What's up?
Well, that tour's not working out well.
Yeah, well, Jeremiah's no longer on the tour. So people are saying that he had issues with opening up for Party Next Door. He said he had more hits than him. He wanted to co-headline.
That's true.
So that was part of the issue. Now, Jeremiah went on Twitter. He said, pepper spray was put in the atmosphere last night on stage while I was performing in Dallas. Surprisingly, no blogs picked that up. He said, truth is, they didn't want me to perform tonight. It's sad people want to take your money and blatantly make it seem like I only wanted to do two songs.
I mean, if you're playing the game with old rules, and yes, Jeremiah maybe considered the big artist just because he gets so much radio play. But with new rules, Party Next Door is huge online.
So is Jeremiah. They both are. They should have co-headlined.
That's all
they said. It's a co-headline.
Well, Live Nation put out the statement. We've decided it's best for the summer's over tour to continue without Jeremiah. Effective immediately after multiple incidents, we are left with no other choice. We do not support these actions or take these actions lightly. So if you were going to see Jeremiah, you can still get a refund, but you can't get into the show.
Jeremiah looked like every Negro USA anyway. You can get anybody to go out there, throw a hoodie on, and throw Jeremiah right
in. Well, that happened and it didn't work. People knew it wasn't him.
Really? I don't believe it.
So what does Party Next Door look like?
I know what Party look like. Jeremiah's very basic face. All right.
Jeremiah got a lot of hits, though. I'm not going to lie.
Come on, man. Jeremiah look like a
music. They both kind of.
Jeremiah look like a board up. Jeremiah look like a radio board up.
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, he does, man. He's like, you're on
the
board.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, Chelsea Handler will be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Fun interview, so keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Breakfast Club?
Yeah, but she's only been here 5 minutes and has already been offered anal.
Really?
Yes.
Is that what just happened?
Yes.
Anal?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you. Buenos dias. So,
I'm not Latino.
Yes, you are.
Yes, he is. He is. To everybody else, you're Latino. I keep telling you that, bro.
All right.
You don't listen.
All right. Hola. Okay. Hola. All right.
So,
this
Chelsea.
Is perfect. This is exactly what I need today. What's up?
When did you first fall in love with black penis?
Well, I'm an egalitarian, so I like all penis. It doesn't matter if you're black, white. I mean, okay. If you're Asian, obviously that's not going to happen. But anybody else is like, that's, you know, it's an open-ended situation.
What was the first black penis?
First black penis was like high school. I think a guy named Tyshawn was my first black boyfriend.
Yeah,
he was like in jail shortly after. Because I was underage. No. He was, I'm sure he's still in jail. No. Oh. He was like 18 and I was 16. So yeah, we were probably both underage. But that was the first black guy I had sex with, Tyshawn.
So you really do have a thing for black
No,
guys.
I don't have a thing for black people. Really? I like all men. I don't mind black men. You know what I mean? Like, I like that too.
Because I saw the dude from Moonlight on your show. What's his name?
He's hot.
Trevante. Oh, you was all over him. I was like, he gonna hit.
No. He was like 26.
What's that mean?
I'm not into that. I don't like young guys like that.
Really?
Well, I'm 41. I like age appropriate. So
got
like, you.
You
know, 25 to 30.
25 to
30. That makes sense. That makes
Tad
sense.
Tad is giving me a headache. It's like hitting
it's
me.
It's too tight. You probably got the button on in the back. See, yeah. Yeah, see, your head not that big. You got it on one.
No, I have a big head. I'm really
you do?
Smart.
Yeah,
I
you
said
do.
I have a big head. I'm really smart. I said I have a big head.
Now, you like to get naked a lot. I see a lot of your pictures where you're naked. You have no problem with your body, huh?
Well, I've got a lot of problems with my body, but I think it's funny. If you have really big boobs, I think it's funny to, like, bring them out and just kind of hit people in the face with them and stuff.
Feel free.
No. I'm cool right now. Thank you, though. Thank you, guys. Thank you for asking me. That's nice.
You said you have a lot of problems with your body.
It's
like
called
what?
Consent.
Problems?
Like, what's I was kind of confused when you came here. Your hair was done, and then when you were about to do the video, your stylist messed your hair up. I was like, well, why would they mess her hair up?
They're giving a body. Oh. You know, white girls need body in their hair.
Oh.
It's like, otherwise it flattens and there's nothing going on.
Latino women don't need that?
I'm not Latino. I'm not.
Oh. What, are you Asian?
No.
You look Asian.
I'm black.
Oh, wow.
He has been mistaken for
what
Samoan.
You look a little Samoan.
Not Samoan.
Samoan people are very slow. You know why?
Why?
Because they're so big, they can't move fast.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but they're also supposed to. Well, listen, that's not fair, you know. I don't know enough about them.
You had me fooled. I was like,
this
okay.
This interview is so stupid. When are you guys going to ask me some hard-hitting questions? Go on. Let's go.
You were really distraught over Hillary, right?
Oh, my God, yes. I'm not even fully recovered.
I mean, we wanted her to win, too. She's been up here a couple
because
times.
I just think Donald Trump is the worst. You know, he's so gross and so disgusting. I mean, he's so gross. And the way he talks about people and treats people and... I didn't want Hillary to win just because she's a woman. That was just like icing on the cake.
Gotcha.
You know, but she was qualified, and that pisses me off that she didn't win. I'm pissed. I'm going through different stages of my grief. I don't know what stage I'm in today.
As a comedian, though, it seemed like Trump would be good for business, right? You seem like you like a good grab him by the joke.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't need him to give me a career.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's just, yeah, of course, now we can make fun of him for 4 years, but I'd rather I didn't have him to make fun of for 4 years, you know?
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Now, let's talk about your Netflix docuseries. Now,
you don't have a docuseries? You got a show on Netflix.
They call it a docuseries.
I don't want to talk. That's so old. Talk about the show.
So let's talk about the show.
Okay, let's talk about the docuseries then.
You left in 2014 and started on Netflix.
Don't say 2014. It's 2014.
I said 2014.
You said 2014.
He's Latino.
No,
give him a break.
I'm not Latino.
Even Asians know that.
I'm not. You know what? Tell us about your show.
I can't. Wait, Alec, ask me another question. So stupid. Tell me about your life. What kind of question is that?
I want to know about your show.
Well, then watch it. I'm not going to describe my show to you. What are you? I mean, seriously, do you have any real questions? Do you need me to come over there?
Wow.
Take your pants off.
You heard the white woman, take your pants off.
And when I do radio, listen, that isn't rape.
That is
it's
rape.
Consent if you say yes and then you take them.
Yes.
Okay, but I'm asking you, please.
All right.
Take your goddamn pants off.
No.
When I do radio, I need everybody to be pantsless. This is the last time we did radio, the guy was naked, and I don't want to do radio unless I do. Eddie, what about you? Will you take your pants off?
No.
Come on. Will you, Charlamagne?
Sure.
Whoopsie.
There you go.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
There you go.
Okay, what the hell's wrong with you? I'm not hard right now, so I don't want to embarrass myself.
Yeah, okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah, but you know.
You're cute. You're
well,
cute.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, you did this drug I want to talk about, because somebody just talked about this drug last week.
What drug?
What's the name of this drug? How do you pronounce the drug?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Explain this drug.
Spell that. Spell it.
That sounds like a state
drug. It's here somewhere. Now, I hear when you take this drug, it releases the negative energy and demon inside of you. Is that true?
Maybe. Some people, yeah.
So
sure.
What happened when you take this drug?
It's supposed to, like, you know, give you, like, a trippy experience and, like you kind of set... It's hard to describe, but I would describe it as, like, you're outside of your body, and mm-hmm. you see, like, all these flashbacks of your life as a child, and you see yourself, but you're not yourself. You see it. You play out in front of you. So right. It's pretty cool.
And it's illegal.
It's like looking at a photo
it's, no,
album.
It's not illegal everywhere.
No?
You can take it with a... I think it's illegal in the United States. No, there are parts of the United States where you can take it. If it's like, it's therapeutic.
They said if you take too much, you can kill yourself. Like, it's that type of drug. But
every drug, if you take too much, you can kill yourself.
I guess you're right.
Are you interested in doing the drug?
No, somebody told me about it last week, and they said it's good for your body. You should take it. It makes you
Asians usually don't like ayahuasca.
I'm not Asian!
You can say whatever you want. I know what you are.
My goodness.
I got a hard-hitting question. What did the death of Carol Brady mean to you?
Carol Brady? Oh, that was awful. You know, I had just seen her, like, 2 months before. And she was so cool and fun, and she's a drinker, and I met her at this award show, and she was like, hey, she's like, hey, can we get a drink? And we were in a theater, and I was like, no, they don't have alcohol here. And she goes, but if you ask them, they'll bring it to you. And I was like, that's true, and mm-hmm. I did, and they brought me a bottle. They're like, we have one for you backstage. And then she drank with me the whole night, and she was like 83.
So
I'm like, and she was totally with it and cool and happy and funny, and then she came and shot a bunch of stuff for our show. So I was
so
really
killed Florence.
I may have killed her. Yeah,
good job.
I'm probably
you may have
responsible
contributed
for
to that.
Her. She was so cool. I said to her daughter, I go, isn't it cool to have that like her for a mother, the person that everyone wishes was their mom?
Yeah.
She goes, she really is that kind of mom. I was like, oh, it's like everything you thought. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
All right, we got more with Chelsea Handler. When we come back, don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was great.
Don't tempt me with a good
don't
time.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Okay? My wife will understand. We both like you.
You're married? Oh,
not
my
if you don't want
God.
Me to be.
I can't
now,
believe this. I never do married people's radio shows.
I've seen your net worth. I've seen your net worth. So if you don't want me to be, I don't have to be.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
But he likes to eat.
Ugh.
You don't like that?
I mean, no, I don't need that to happen for
no,
me to enjoy.
He loves doing it. He loves getting it done to
and
him.
Does he? And you like to get your ass?
I've had it done to me.
So I mean, means you love it.
No, I don't love it, but I'm not going to stop a girl because if a girl eats my ass, you can never talk bad about me ever again.
And your wife eats?
She's my wife.
So what? I mean, what are the girls are you talking about then? I mean, you're married, right? Do you have other girls that eat your ass while you're married?
Throughout history.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been the most faithful guy, you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Not now, though. Not since I've been married.
Well, at least you're not public about it.
I mean, it's just the radio. No, that's all.
Now, I thought this was a podcast.
No. This is a nationally syndicated goddamn radio show.
You came up here.
We're on 73 markets throughout the country, Chelsea. This is not a damn podcast. Okay.
So I guess you don't like your butt licked, huh?
I've had my butt licked, yes. And
yeah,
I don't
thing.
Not like it, but I don't need that to happen. That's not like one of my things, no.
Did you really date David Alan Greer?
No. David Alan Greer?
Like, yes, that was
no, he wishes he
it
dated
online.
Me.
I'm like, she dated David Alan Greer.
And David Alan Greer, if you're listening,
I think y'all kissed on stage somewhere or something.
No, he's a friend of mine. We never dated. I would never, ever David Alan Greer. Just FYI, I put that on the record.
I'm going to show you the list of all the interns that they say, all the interns said you dated these people.
Well, you better get new interns.
David Alan Greer, 50 Cent.
I did date him, yes.
How was that? Was that good? Because it didn't last too long, did it?
No, 2 months.
Why?
Because what else am I going to do?
Come on.
Yeah, no. I liked him. I didn't want to f*** him. I actually liked him. He was really sweet. And he just kind of like came after me and wouldn't let up. And I was like, all right, fine. And then I was like, now go away.
Okay. Bobby Flay, you dated him?
No, I did not.
Where did y'all get these names from?
I did not date Bobby Flay. I went on a date with Bobby Flay one time.
Did he cook for you?
No.
You got shortchanged then.
Did I?
You got with a chef and you're the
Did I?
You?
Is he that great of a chef that I needed him to f- cook for me?
I don't know.
You, Bobby Flay.
Oh, man. Andre
Balazs. You, Andre Balazs. If that's even how you say your name. It's not. That's not how you pronounce it, by the way. It's called Balazs.
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 That sounds like a terrible joke waiting to happen.
No. That's really how you pronounce it.
Really?
Hungarian. Balazs.
And you dated none of these people?
I dated Andre, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You went on a date? Or
Let me see your list.
Hey, go. I don't read none of those anyway.
J. Cole?
No, J. Cole. No,
those aren't mine. Chelsea Joy Handler is an American comedian, actress, writer, television host, producer. Her new show is Chelsea on Netflix. Okay, can I go?
No, listen. Now, I read Chelsea Bang Bang, right?
You did?
Yes.
And, that's so funny.
And being that I have two daughters, I'm mortified that
you
they'll
start. You have kids?
Yes, I got a...
God, I can't believe you're a parent.
No, as a father, we all have to come to the conclusion that
your daughter
gonna
is going
to
suck. Monica Lewinsky's dad knows for sure.
Yes.
She sucked. Most
Absolutely.
Parents are like, I think my daughter's having sex, but you never envision your daughter going down on a man.
Never.
He knows for certain that she went down on a guy in the Oval Office and got a cigar shoved up her vagina.
Nah, he knows that.
How do you recover?
Because he knows her mother.
You don't know that Monica's mother,
Absolutely.
Some girls don't like to suck, by the way.
Really?
FYI, yeah.
Are you one of those?
No, I don't mind it if I'm really into somebody, but I don't like to like go down on a stranger. Like if I'm having a one night stand, I prefer sex.
So you like one night stands? You're not against?
Yeah,
it.
No, I'm into that. I mean, I'm an adult. I mean, who doesn't like that?
I'm married.
You guys are so boring.
Now I was mortified.
Listen. Eddie, are you single?
Listen, it's no in here for you, bae. I'm sorry. Well, tell Wax come here. Tell Wax come here. I got some for you.
If that's what you came
hold
up for.
Now, hold on. Now, you
oh,
want
God.
It?
Oh,
no,
just
tell Wax, come here, Wax.
He's a criminal.
There you go. I would tell you hide your purse, but you don't have one.
No run. She was looking for some
Everybody
police.
Else in here married, Wax.
I ain't married at all.
How old are you? No.
Chelsea's 41.
Yeah.
She's vintage vagina.
Vintage. She'll say vintage.
No. Vintage
Shut
vagina
up.
Is any
means.
Woman that ages like wine and not new.
Is this hot? I want to spill it on him.
No. Spill it in my lap.
Yeah. No,
what? I left my pants unbuttoned just in case.
I can't believe you're married and you're going to take your pants off.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, listen. No, I want to talk to her about masturbation because I'm mortified because she was masturbating since the age of 6. And that's what I think
Everyone
about.
Masturbates when they're little, by the way. FYI.
See, I don't want to know that.
Why not? I don't even want to know that you had daughters. That's upsetting to me. And you're upset that I was masturbating when I was sick? Go f*** yourself.
Goodness.
You go f*** yourself, too, by the way.
I didn't say anything. Goodness gracious.
Do you still masturbate often?
No, actually, I never masturbate now. It's weird. I never even think of it.
Uh-huh.
If I have sex, but I don't masturbate.
She says she has one-night stands. If she wants to masturbate, she has a one-night stand.
Now, I saw you on Trevor Noah.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And you
did that air?
Thursday night.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like Trevor Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like him? Do you find him attractive?
No.
Do you?
He's a handsome man.
But are you attracted to him?
I wouldn't f*** him because I'm not gay, but
yeah,
he's attractive.
You're gay.
I am?
Yeah.
You're gay and I'm Asian.
I don't think I am.
Now, what do you think about Kanye West and his mental illness?
Who gives a Well, I feel bad if he does have mental illness, but I mean, that would explain a lot. What is this little stupid thing right here?
This
wait,
is a...
Wait, why did it stop...
It's called a Chinese something.
What's the deal with Kanye? Is he sick?
We don't know.
The deal is with Kanye, in the hospital?
He's dating a goddamn Kardashian, okay?
Yeah, that'll drive Ebony. Look what happened to Kris Jenner. I mean, you know, in that family. Yes. Like, I mean, I think that family is a tough family to be.
Lamar started smoking crack.
No, come on. You can't blame Khloe for, well, maybe you can. I don't know what goes on in that
y'all
family.
Y'all had issues when you worked at E, right?
No, I mean, kind of.
Was it real or that was just for show?
I mean, it's not real. Like, if I see Kim, I'll say hi. I'm not into that whole scene. I don't like the selfies and the like. I feel like that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's not a good message to girls.
You started.
But if he's mentally ill, I do feel badly for him. But that also would explain his behavior for a long time.
You kind of started doing what the Kardashians do on Instagram, though. You be naked.
But I'm being silly. I'm not trying to be sexy. I'm trying to be like stupid. I'm not like posing like with my finger on my.
Whoa, it is one picture with your hand over your vagina.
Because I'm covering it.
Oh, okay.
This guy. I mean, you are so stupid. Have you had your IQ tested?
He's never been to college.
I didn't go to college.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Where?
Hampton University.
Usually most Asians go to UCLA.
All right, we got more with Chelsea Hill. And when we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You got my soul.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Chelsea Handler is in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, you once dated the head of your network.
Yes, Ted mm-hmm. Harbert.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't that like a conflict of interest?
No, why? That's where you meet people, where you work. I encourage dating in the workplace. I like interpersonal. I encourage my employees to date each other.
Really?
Yes.
Very
and have sex with each other. I think it's fun. It makes life fun. And that's where you meet people where you work. So it's ridiculous to say you can't date anybody where you work. That's a stupid rule that some idiot man came up with. And then right before he broke it himself.
Why would a man want to come up with that rule? If I got some hot employees, hot people I work with, I'd love to have sex with them.
That's because the same reason Republicans don't like gay people. Because they are gay. You know, like when you make a rule and then you break it. It's like men, who would make that rule up unless you were f***ing somebody in your workplace? That should have never been a rule to begin with. Everybody that should have interpersonal affairs. If you want to sleep with somebody at work, that's your problem. And then you deal with it.
I can see
you know?
That. I can see you being like the head of a company. You sleep with some woman. Your wife gets mad. Make a rule that nobody can sleep with nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Do you think people ever discredited your talent because you were dating the head of the network?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
But here I am. You can see it.
Why you sounding like a rapper just now?
You see it.
Are you single now? Yes, I'm single.
Are you single now?
Yes, I am.
Are you dating?
No.
What do you mean if she's single?
Look how she acts. About it.
What do you mean?
She acts like this all the time. She acts like that when she was dating 50. She ain't never changed.
He and I were in a very committed relationship. No. I did not act like this when I was with him. I respected him.
Really? Nobody believes you. Nothing about you says faithful to a man.
Nothing.
Chelsea.
That's bullshit. I'm totally faithful.
Bullshit. I don't believe you.
Stick this in your ass. Let me see if you can get it out.
Too far. That's
come on. Take your pants off. Get your lotion out and let me.
That's too big.
No, it's not. Anything can fit in there. This is a sick, sick podcast.
It's not a podcast. Chelsea, look at all those markets behind you.
Any other questions?
Now, listen, I saw the episode where Chelsea does racism and you had an interesting quote.
Listen, you're talking about something that was out 2 years ago.
But I don't know you.
You know me. Our pants are undone. We know each other. I just stuck a Hello Kitty doll up.
Oh, God. All right, Chelsea, thank you for coming. Get the f*** out.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you. I wanted to talk about your Netflix show, but you didn't want to talk about it.
No, because it's more fun to shoot the sh**.
And I bought you this. You can have it.
Oh, thank you.
When you're drunk around lunch. I don't know.
That's a really big bottle.
You like to party,
no,
right?
No, I love to party. Exactly. Are you kidding me? I love to party.
Now, we can tell. I don't know if this was an interview or just a shoot the sh**.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Now, you know what's funny? After you being here, like, I've heard, like, people in your staff say you're difficult to work with.
Oh, really? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's probably.
That's one person you heard say that.
They probably don't get your sense of humor.
No, they got my sense of humor. They just didn't like that I didn't take. Forget it. I'm not even continuing that conversation until you put this thing inside of you.
Goodness gracious.
What is wrong with you guys? Don't you know how to conduct an interview?
No, we don't.
No.
I didn't go to college for this.
I see why you're single. You can't stay with a guy because nobody takes you serious. He never takes you serious at all.
At all.
No, I get it. Goodness gracious.
You're never going to get married like this, Chelsea.
I don't want to get married. I don't want to be married.
So
that's
never
not my.
In a serious relationship?
No, I would. I do need to get in a serious relationship because this is not going well.
Anybody that wants you is just for your money.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm willing to accept that.
Last question.
Yes.
When you're in bed with black guys, do you use...
Did you feel it?
Racist terms? What can you feel?
Did you feel it?
Racist terms? Like, I would never say that word.
You feel it? You feel it? He does say honky.
You can say... By the way, you guys can call us whatever the fuck you want. After everything that happened with slavery, you can call us honky. You can call us bag. I don't give a shit.
Cracker?
Let me see if I
what
feel
about cracker?
Back.
That's a little.
Cracker's fine too. I don't care. You guys can say anything you want.
I know you feel it.
I don't feel anything. It's almost like a vagina. Do you have a vagina? What do you call vagina? Do you call Pikachu?
Pikachu?
Pikachu, because sometimes it comes out and sometimes it goes in.
You got big labia? That's what they call it?
Peekaboo, not you got, Pikachu.
You got big labia?
It doesn't. Peek-a-boo? Nobody's vagina comes in and comes out.
Yo, you don't need kids, and you don't need to be married. You need to be single for the rest of your life.
Why would you curse her like that?
What? She's too crazy.
I don't think she should be, but she probably will be. But she shouldn't. She shouldn't be.
Something serious, damn it.
How's your dog?
How am I supposed to take this seriously? I mean, Eddie's over there sleeping. That guy looks like a rapist, whoever you brought in here.
Whoa, bring him back in here. Listen, totally unprompted.
Unprompted.
She said you look like a rapist.
He said, I get it.
But you're not a rapist.
My goodness. I don't know where this. I don't know how to close this interview.
So two more shows on Netflix.
My show's on every week on Netflix. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. New episodes air every week on Netflix. It's really good.
Now, wait, did you do a show with Reverend Al? How was that?
Al Sharpton? Yeah, I did. I live with him.
Really?
Yes. In Bel Air.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I can see that. That'd be a great reality show. Why don't y'all film that? Why don't y'all film that?
Seriously, you guys, I gotta go.
Get the f*** out, Chelsea. We've been wanting you to get the f*** out. All right? You stay sitting there.
Chelsea Handler, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Dolceva. Dolceva.
Shut up.
Dolceva. Dolceva. Morning, everybody.
Listen,
it's DJ
man,
MV Angelique.
You can't save these hoes. You can't save these hoes. That's Jesus' job. Always remember that.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk. Jago.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, everybody's been talking about that song, False Prophets, by J. Cole.
Tough tune.
And the second verse is about Wale. Clearly, that's his homie. And he wants Wale to focus more on his fans and the critics that don't like him. All right, well, Wale has responded. He has a song called Groundhog Day. Here's what he said.
I remember me and Cole went open for hope. Every day a star's born, I guess I died in the womb. I ain't make it on blueprint, so make me a blueprint. Who got you a nice watch? My minutes was finished. I was lost at Interscope, contemplating on copping the block from Benning Road. Thoughts of suicide, cause who gon' want you alive when your injury used to ride with cry with on that high? They talking down on their interviews. I ain't forget that, Scott. Only difference is I ain't get no sympathy calls to get back up. I just heard a song about me on a hip-hop blog from a kid I know. Sick and say a hip-hop god.
All right.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Wale, damn it.
I like Wale.
That was a flawless
like that.
Reply.
Absolutely.
To a song that I think is flawless as well, J. Cole's False Prophets.
Right, and it wasn't.
Going for dope.
Like I was saying last week, I didn't feel like he was really trying to diss anybody on that song. I didn't look at it as a diss song.
Not a diss record. But I'm playing both in the mix today, full versions, if you want to hear both in the mix later on.
There you go, MV. There we go.
Wale is the most underrated of his generation. I mean, for the numbers that he puts up as far as, like, radio play and, you know, album sales and just the fact that he can really rap his ass off, he is very underrated. But he's consistent, though.
And by the way, happy birthday to Jay-Z. He celebrated his birthday over the weekend yesterday.
Drop on the Clues Bombs
December
4th.
I was so mad that his birthday fell on the weekend,
Sunday.
And I couldn't do a whole mix, man.
You can ride his D today.
I'm going to do it Friday. I'll do it Friday.
Oh, you can ride his D five days later.
Maybe 5 days later.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's one of my friend Erin. It was her birthday on December 4th, too, which always sucks every year because that's Jay-Z's birthday. But she also got engaged yesterday, so shout out to my friend Erin.
And rest in peace to Pimp C. Yesterday was the anniversary of his death as well. 9 years, I believe it has been.
All right, now let's get into some relationship stuff. Tammy Rivera, people were going in on her because of a post that she did And she talked about getting back together with her boo, Waka Flocka. Now, she said, because my husband is a good man, he's a great man, and I think in today's society, everything is so disposable. Times are not the same. Women nowadays, you know, they say, oh, let me just do this. I can go out and find me another man. She said, and where's ain't nothing. You know all of that, and I get it. But then on the other side, you have men who aren't growing up with fathers, not making excuses for men to cheat, but you have men who have never seen what a household is supposed to look like. My husband was never in a married household. He didn't know. So she says, you have all these groupies, you have all these things, but despite all of that behind closed doors, this man loves me to death, and I know he loves my child to death. She said, why would I give up on my husband? I am not that type. I think that's weak of a woman to do that. It's easier to walk away as opposed to speaking up. No, we're going to fight for this. We got married. My family is worth fighting for.
Oh, God.
Then she posted this video as well.
Not saying that you accept anything, but no, you hold your own down, get your own money so you can get the fuck on when they act stupid. Then they start to realize what they had and they come back. And it's up to you to figure out if your marriage is worth it. And I know that we as women mature faster than men, so sometimes we have to mold, build, and raise them like children. I felt like my husband fought for his wife back, and I'm going to fight to make this marriage work with the help of God and stick to my vows until otherwise.
Tammy, you do not have to explain nothing to these single, lonely-ass women who don't got no man.
They was going in on
and can be so quick to tell you what they would do if they had a man. Girl, if that was me, I wouldn't do such and such. You ain't got nobody. You ain't got nobody.
Why are you so angry?
Because it's ridiculous. It's you know 90% of the women that's running their mouth don't just got nobody. But you so quick to tell Tammy what to do.
I know,
that's
but her relationship. I know every man that has had whatever issues has agreed. But this is what I think about it. I just think, Tammy, do your thing. It don't matter what anybody else says. Everybody's relationship
is
different.
That's what I just
said. You're not weak if you walk away from a situation. It's a choice. You can either choose to stay and work it out, or you can choose to say, I'm not dealing with this anymore.
That's right.
It doesn't make anybody weak either way. Whatever you decide to do, that's your choice.
She shouldn't have used the word weak, but it's her choice. Her
AKA,
her
you choice ain't got to explain nothing to these single bitches.
But that's your relationship. There's a lot of people who stay and work things out when things don't go well. Now let's talk about Tiny. When a woman's fed up, that's how she started her post.
When a woman's fed up, nah.
On Facebook, she said, for years, Jesus I've been the Christ one getting hurt. But now that a little video done surfaced with me having a friendly dance.
Oh, a little video.
He's mad. Why? Yes, he's my husband. But damn, can I not have a male friend? Tip can't be the only male friend I associate myself with, just like I know I ain't the only female he associate himself with. So it is what it is. And that was her post on Facebook. So
if it was such a little video, why she lie to TMZ about it to begin with? Why she make it seem like
she didn't know it existed?
Why did she make exactly? So if it's such a if it's such a little video, why lie about it?
Hmm?
Like, you know, you're the one that said you didn't want to take the picture with Floyd. You just didn't want to turn Mariah down.
Well, hopefully,
so if it was such a little situation, why lie about it?
Well, hopefully T.I. fights for his marriage just like
Waka did.
Yes.
By the way.
Because they are married.
By the way. T.I. fought Floyd Mayweather with all his security in Vegas. There's nothing T.I. won't fight for. Drop on the Kuz bomb for T.I., damn it. Okay?
But we love seeing Tip and Tiny together, so I know they have all this back and forth, and it's really hard publicly on social media.
They'll get back
that
together, I'm sure.
They're still married.
That's the problem, though. The problem is when you bring the public into your relationship, man. What you and your spouse got going on is between you and your spouse. Stop listening to the outside opinion of all of these lonely-ass, miserable bitches
females
and
come on
people.
Okay, we good? Everybody good? All right. Now, I'm Angela Yee. That's your rumor reporter. Got so passionate.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man. You know I like to speak out when I see something happening to somebody that they may or may not can control for themselves, or may or may not can handle for themselves. So I need the Department of Work. What's this place called? It's in the UK. Oh, Department of Work and Pensions, to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them, okay?
All right, we'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey? Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, December 5th, goes to the Department of Work and Pensions. okay, I think this is in the UK, for cutting a 60-year-old man's benefits because he didn't respond to a letter they sent him. Listen to me. I know you're out there saying, Charlamagne, people's benefits get cut every day for not replying to those letters, but let me explain the story. See, Alan Moody, 60 years old, was declared unfit to work, okay, 10 years ago, after being diagnosed with something I can't even pronounce, cerebellar ataxia.
What?
I have no idea what that is. Can't even pronounce it. I'll spell it for you.
Like a cerebellar?
C-E-R-E-B-E-L-L-A-R. That's something to do with the brain. And ataxia. Don't know what that is. Probably pronouncing it wrong. A-T-A-X-I-A. It's a rare genetic brain condition, okay? Now, despite of this, Alan Moody was summoned to a Department for Work and Pensions Work Capability Assessment to qualify to receive employment and support allowance. Basically, they called him in to see if they should really still be paying him. Well, Alan Moody didn't reply. And as a result of his non-reply, the DWP took the decision, and on November 2nd, they stopped paying him his allowances, stopped paying him his money. Now, I can understand if Alan Moody just shrugged off the letter or was just being irresponsible and ignoring it, but the reason Alan Moody didn't reply to the letter is because Alan Moody is blind, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, damn.
Like, legally blind, can't see anything. One of the effects of the genetic brain condition that I can't pronounce is blindness.
I cannot see. I'm legally blind. That's my story.
Now, Alan's brother, Terry, who is also Alan's carer, said that he pleaded and appealed to the DWP to review their decision, and the DWP stood by it. You cold, heartless individuals. Alan's brother, Terry, said, I cannot believe they've done this. How could they be so heartless? He has been disabled for 10 years. He cannot work. He needs this money. The DWP replied, it's important people contact us immediately if they can't attend their assessment, work capability assessments. They help ensure that people get the right level of support that they need rather than just writing them off on sickness benefits as happened in the past. The decision on whether someone is well enough to work is taken following a thorough independent assessment and after consideration of all the supporting evidence from the claimant's GP or medical specialist. Blah, 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 blah. Listen, Department for Work and Pensions, he's blind. Okay, give this man, Alan Moody, back his money, period. Department of Work and Pensions, you said you need evidence. How much more evidence do you need other than he's blind? I couldn't read the paperwork. I don't understand people in these positions who lack sympathy or empathy for a person's condition. Please give the Department of Work and Pensions the biggest hee-haw, please. I mean, Jesus Christ, the man is blind.
Right.
Like, legally blind. He didn't just make this up, okay? Like, he's been blind. That's one of the effects of the condition that y'all are paying him for. Come on.
That was Pharrell with Frontin' featuring Hov. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're taking Charlamagne Tha God to Breakfast Club court. Now, people were pretty pissed off at Charlamagne, called him Uncle Tom, called him a devil, called him all types of things because he went out with Miss Tommy Lauren is her name, correct?
Tommy Lauren.
Now,
what's happening, Tommy?
I really don't like her. I don't like her rhetoric. I don't know her personally, but I don't like the things that she says.
I don't like I've seen and what she said about Black Lives Matter, comparing it to the Ku Klux Klan. I don't like what she said about Colin Kaepernick. I don't like what she said about Beyonce. And I understand she says those things because it's inflammatory and
she might believe it.
And she does believe it, and she loves the platform that she has. She's been brought on by Donald Trump's campaign also to help get young millennials behind him.
She used to go at Donald Trump hard, too, but then she started supporting Donald Trump. She used to be a Mark Rubio fan. But let's go back to the whole story. I first heard of Tommy back in February when she made comments about the Black Panthers, and I think she compared the Black Panthers to the KKK, and then she had things to say about Beyonce's performance at the Super Bowl. So I gave her a donkey today. And her network, The Blaze, reached out to have me on her show. I was fine with that because I don't see the point of us continuing to let people paint negative narratives of us and our movements and not give us the voice to defend ourselves. So I went on her show to defend that. And, you know, over the past months, I've been watching her and watching her go in on everybody, you know, not just Black people. She goes on Hillary Clinton, whoever, and I think she sounds crazy 98% of the time.
Right.
But when I saw her on Trevor Noah this week and she was still trying to compare now Black Lives Matter to the KKK, I'm like, all right, Tommy, what's up? Like, this is getting out of hand. So for me personally, I just got one simple question for people. You want diplomacy or you want division? I'm talking to Tommy because I care about the rhetoric that comes out of her mouth, because she has influence and the narrative she paints about movements like the BLM is dangerous. And the same way people can hit her up on social media and tell her how wrong she is, I can meet with her and tell her the same things. I don't like talking about people. I like talking to them.
You know, it's funny. Friday when we spoke about this, I said the same thing. I said that you should have a conversation with her. I said you should actually take her around and let her see that it's not all bad. You know, she is from where?
South Dakota or North Dakota?
South Dakota or North Dakota. She probably has never experienced an urban, a black community like this. And I think it would be great if you showed it to her. I told you should take her to Brooklyn and take her to Harlem. But she went to your office. So how was that conversation?
It was good. And I'm glad, you know what? I'm glad you asked me that, Emmy. Because nobody once asked me what we talked about. They just saw the picture and saw us on TMZ and went crazy. Personally, I don't care. I accepted being misunderstood a long time ago. But, you know, I don't believe Tommy is racist. I believe she's misinformed. So with that said, I chose to inform her. I don't know if she's going to change or not. I just know I did my due diligence and had the conversation with her. You know, some of the conversations we had was why the Black Lives Matter is not like the KKK in any way, shape, or form.
Okay? Does she feel like it's not, or does she still feel like it is?
Well, we had a conversation, and I said to her, this is one of the things we discussed. I said to her, how can you support Trump knowing he empowers such hate? And she broke down to me how, you know, a lot of people that support Trump are just anti-establishment and anti-government, or they're capitalists, you know. But she said there is a faction of Trump supporters who are just straight up racist. She was like, yo, I've been to the rallies. I know it's a group of people there that are just straight up racist, but that doesn't represent the whole movement. So I said to her, you have to look at Black Lives Matter the exact same way. It may be a group of people in Black Lives Matter that you saw walking and marching one time and they were screaming, kill all cops, but that doesn't represent the whole totality of the movement. So those are the kind of conversations that we were having. And I don't see what's wrong with breaking down barriers and trying to open up dialogue. If she gets it, she gets it. If not, then F her. But I don't see how people are upset because a conversation was had.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Arlington.
Hey, Arlington.
Good morning.
What do you think about Charlamagne going out with Miss Tommy Lauren?
I think Charlamagne, that was a ridiculous move. Tommy Lauren knows exactly what she's doing. Mm-hmm. That's her shtick. Do you think she would have been famous if she spoke highly about black folks? She would get 800,000 views on one video. It's about denigrating our community at our expense. That's what brings in her credibility to the larger society and so forth. So,
and I don't agree with people that say, oh, she's only 24. She's so young. She doesn't know better. She needs people to tell her. There's information everywhere, and this is what she does for
a living. It's misinformation everywhere either. That's why she's always quoting the wrong stats. But by the way,
she posts the stats that feed into the narrative of what she wants. That even if they're false, you can do some research.
By the way, we had that conversation too.
She considers herself a journalist.
One of the things I said to her was, is this really what you believe, or are you just doing this because it gets you attention and because it gets you Facebook views?
Well, let's go to the phone lines. We'll take more calls when we come back. 800-585-1051. Charlamagne's in Breakfast Club court. Is he a sellout?
I had a white woman in the street saying black penises matter.
Is he a devil?
And people were saying that if she wasn't attractive, would it have mattered to you too?
I talked to plenty of people who aren't attractive that I disagree with. Like that, you know what's so sad about that? Remember when everybody was saying Lena Dunham was over-sexualizing, playing into the narrative that black men are just sexual beings. We want to have sex with everything. Mm-hmm. That's what all the same people that was mad at Lena did to me this weekend. Just because she's pretty, I want to have sex with her.
Okay, so you're sexist too. Is he an Uncle Tom? A sexist?
No, sexist don't got. No. Sexist means I don't like. What does sexist mean? it don't mean what Envy's talking about. I know that
don't think that men and women are equal.
What
do you think that men are?
585-1051 is Charlamagne in Breakfast Club court. Call us now. What do you think? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club.
Hey, drop one of Clues Bombs for Cardi B, too, man. Salute to Queen Cardi B.
Yeah, she said some crazy ish on Twitter.
She hit me up. She said on Twitter this weekend that she feels like Charlamagne the God has the potential to be president one day.
And that's what I said, some crazy.
Why? Because anyone could be
Cardi
president.
Salute to Cardi B for believing in me. All right.
Okay. I almost called Cardi B. What you smoking, Cardi?
The bar
I need some
is
of that.
So low for that president position now, but I salute Cardi B for believing in me.
Well, I would have Cardi B be president, too.
And she said it's because I'm very well-spoken. Okay, drop on the Clues Bombs.
Really?
If Cardi B says I'm well-spoken.
You pronounce so well.
Yes.
Okay.
Cardi B says I'm well-spoken. I salute her.
All right.
Okay. Straight up.
All right. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk The Weeknd.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Ooh,
so listen up.
Well, The Weeknd is number one. His new album, Starboy, is number one. It's number one on the Billboard 200. 348,000 units sold. The only two albums that did better than that the first week this year was Drake's Views and Beyonce's Lemonade.
Damn, two Canadians.
Now, he also did an interview with The Guardian, and he talked about being raised by a single mom, how he felt a lot of loneliness. He said, I didn't have a father figure in the house. No boys around, just me and my mom. He said he eventually dropped out of high school, moved out of his mother's house when he was 17, and he did a lot of drugs and alcohol. He said he did ketamine. I don't even know what that is. Tranquilizers. Cocaine, MDMA, mushrooms, and cough syrup. Those are his drugs of choice. And he said he thought drugs was the only way he could be himself. He went on to say, when I had nothing to do but make music, it was very heavy. Drugs were a crutch for me. There were songs on my first record that were 7 minutes long, rambling whatever thoughts I was having when I was under the influence at that time. I can't see myself doing that now. But he did confess that he does use drugs while he's creating music. He said, to be completely honest with you, the past couple of albums, I do get back to that. Even on this new album, you have writer's block, and sometimes you're like, I can't do this sober.
Yeah, salute to The Weeknd. He's one of those. He's one of those kings of his era, right?
Yes, he...
Genius with music.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if he's genius, but
yes,
he's a king
absolutely
of his
positively.
Era.
Positively.
Genius is such a strong word. Give him a moment. Give him a moment before you tag him with the genius title.
No.
All right, now, Oscar De La Hoya has proclaimed that he is single. He was at One Oak, and while he was outside, looked like he was having a few drinks. TMZ approached him, and here's what he said. I'm single. That was him outside the club. Now,
that was the actual clip?
He had he was with his wife since 2001, and they have two children together. And if you remember, he talked about hitting rock bottom himself with using drugs and everything. He said that he was an emotional wreck, and he's been clean and sober for quite some time now. He had to go to Alcoholics Anonymous and all of that. And remember, those pictures had surfaced of him as well. He admitted to cheating on his wife.
When he was cross-dressing? When he was dressed in women's lingerie?
Yes, and he had on like a tutu and some boxing gloves.
I would have never admitted to cheating on my wife. I would have just blamed it on the drugs and alcohol. I was drunk. All right? I already went to rehab for alcohol. No need for me to be in rehab for something else, too.
Well, the stripper's the one that posted the pictures of him in the fishnets.
I was drunk and high, even though I was there.
Okay. All right, so now he is single. Sounds like he's happy about it. Now, Kanye and Kim Kardashian have been living apart, according to reports. They said Kim Kardashian is being very protective, though. She just doesn't want him around the kids right now. So she is staying by his side, but they are just not living together because she just wants to make sure the kids are okay and protected from all of that. They said that Kim is relieved he's getting the help that he needs, and she thinks this is what it's going to take to save him and help their marriage. For them to just be living apart. He's living at a rental property while he's getting outpatient treatment.
No, that's true, because if he's really mentally ill and he's really, you know, trying to hurt people, he could potentially hurt himself or hurt people around him. So that's smart.
Kids, right?
Right, so he's just not around the kids for right now. Now, Jeremiah is
especially
no longer...
Especially with that J. Cole record out there right now. You don't want him to hear that and flip out.
Jeremiah is no longer on the Party Next Door tour, according to Live Nation. He is not going to be attending any more of these shows. And we told you before, there were a lot of issues happening behind the scenes. There was one instance in Houston where people accused Jeremiah of sending out a clone of himself. And here is what Jeremiah said.
Why people think it's so easy to get a clone?
I don't know.
people like, you can just go get cloned.
It's not that easy. Jeremiah was on stage, and here's what he had to say about Party Next Door and his people.
I love y'all. All my fans, I love y'all. Party Next Door is cool, so ass. Now tell me that. Tell me what I said now. Y'all got a chance for him now. Tell them to play the fake ass buttons they've been pressing there at night. Tell them to stop taking the crowd out the mother songs that he got y'all singing. Singing his songs. He ain't even singing y'all songs. Weak as hell. They shouldn't have gave me this mic. I can't even stand on stage without my... I'm going to come out here and f*** y'all in the crowd.
All right. Enough with all that. Who y'all got in a fight? Jeremiah Party
well,
Next
Well, that
door,
tour man. Didn't go so well. Now, allegedly behind the scenes, there was an issue because Jeremiah feels like he has a lot more hits than Party Next Door. They should be co-headlining. And
I agree with that.
I guess they didn't see it that way. Jeremiah also tweeted out, Pepper Spray was put in the atmosphere last night on stage while I was performing in Dallas. Surprisingly, no blogs picked that up.
What defines a hit nowadays? The charts, though? Yes. I mean, the Party Next Door never had no song on the charts, but he still got 300 million streams Who's to say his record's not a hit? It's just new media now.
Oh, nobody's saying he doesn't have hit records. We're saying Jeremiah does, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm saying, how do you compare? Mm-hmm. How do you define really compare, a hit nowadays?
I mean, one is, I think Party Next Door is a huge internet sensation, and they love him way over the charts. And Jeremiah is a chart master. I mean, every record he put out is on the charts. So I think they should co-headline that.
I think they should fight.
We don't play Come and See Me Tonight.
Who you think will win? Jeremiah's from Chicago.
Party Next Door.
Party Next Door.
I'm putting my money on Party Next Door.
You would?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think maybe Jeremiah.
I think Jeremiah.
My reasoning for thinking Party Next Door can win him, beat him in a fight is stupid, though.
What?
Just because he got dreadlocks.
What?
I don't know. I just feel that way.
Jeremiah seemed like he just be going
don't
ham.
Argue with my gut feeling.
No, I think Jeremiah.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
And Party got a whole party with him. And they all next door. You don't want all of them to come over there and jump.
Shut up. All right. Up next is the People's Choice. Make sure you want to hear something. 800-585-1051. Or follow me on that Instagram or Twitter and leave your comments for your requests. I get it on. We're going to start the mix off with J. Cole. And then we're going to follow that with Wale. All right.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.